So a hay pile would be made of bales.
Right.
Well, have you ever seen a just sort of gather it and just pile it maybe with against a pole or something?
Yeah. Back many years ago, during the early stages when peanuts, which are commonly grown around here, were being used, one of the earliest ways of preparing these peanuts to be what we call picked would be to store them around a stack pole. And this would be the vines and the nuts also on them. And this would be called a haystack.
So how tall would something like that be, Carl?
Well, this would only be 6 to 8 feet, possibly.
Still a lot of peanuts then, something like that.
Yeah.
About how big around would it be at the bottom?
No, circumference would be, I guess, 9 feet, diameter maybe 4 feet.
So it'd be taller than it was.
Right.
And have you ever seen a covered haystack?
You mean covered with some synthetic material?
Yes, so maybe just four poles and a sliding kind of roof on it.
Not normally. I don't think so. Maybe I have in pictures in farm magazines, but not in this section of the country I have.
What would you call something like that if you saw it?
Storage shed for hay, I guess.
Have you ever heard of a hay barrack?
No.
And when you first cut the hay, what do you do with the first thing?
You mean what is the operation of cutting the hay known as?
Yes.
Would be mowing.
And then what do you do to it then?
You would normally either do one or two things, bale or stack.
So before you can bale it, what do you have to do to it?
Well, normally you would have to rake it.
And those little piles, you know, you rake it into, do they have a name?
Maybe a windrow.
So those little things are called windrows?
Windrows of hay.
And, now, what kind of animals do you have on the farm around here?
Oh, the most common would be hogs, cattle. Domestic animals, would you be interested in those also?
Oh, yes, sir.
I was thinking now about the ones that are raised for profit normally would be hogs and cattle. And as far as domestic animals, cats, dogs, maybe a few ducks, rare cases of geese, chickens.
Excuse me. Now, the cattle. Now, what do you keep them in? What kind of building will you keep that in? Those in?
Most of the cattle here would be left out in the open pasture land area. But if you did, you know, gather them up for either spraying or doing some type of operation with them, they would be gathered up into a barn.
So would you have a special place for them to get if it was raining?
Under a shed, probably.
So you call that the shed?
A cattle shed. Or else it could be called a cattle lot.
Now, what would a lot be?
A lot is generally a structure that is fenced off into a small area, but it does not have a top over it. Whereas a shed would be a similar structure that would have a covering over it.
Well, where would you keep horses?
I guess horses would... Normally, horses are kept in about the same types of location as cattle are in this area due to the warm climate.